It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This morning, Congressman Mike Rogers surprised no one when he told the world, or at least the state of Michigan, that he will not be a candidate to fill the U.S. Senate vacancy created by the retirement of Carl Levin.
He says he has too much on his plate as the chair of the House Intelligence Committee.
There's Syria, Iran, North Korea. How the U.S. gathers intelligence is coming under renewed scrutiny. A really competitive U.S. Senate race just wouldn't fit well with those really big responsibilities.
And we should point out Mike Rogers could not do that job if he didn't live in the safely Republican 8th Congressional District, nicely drawn for him courtesy of the Michigan legislature's GOP majorities. Rogers hasn't had a really tough race since his first congressional race in 2000.
That race against Democrat Diane Byrum a dozen years ago was one of the closest in the country. But that's not a problem for Mike Rogers anymore. He probably has this seat for as long as he wants it.
So Mike Rogers let us know his Senate plans via an email.
Which is how it's done these days.
Yeah, Republican Terry Land announced her plans on Twitter.
Do tell.
She's running for the Senate. Mark Schauer did the same thing, filed his papers to run for governor as a Democrat, and then he tweeted it.
Which brings us to the soft rollout.
Although in Mike Rogers' case, I'd call it the soft bow out. But yes, there was a time when a politician would call a press conference to let us know a decision like that. Social media and electronic communication have made that unnecessary, and it's changed the pre-announcement dance between politicians, the media, and the public.
Let's take Mark Schauer as an example. He filed his papers to create a campaign committee.
In Michigan's state races, there's no such thing as an exploratory committee for that interim period before a candidate is all in.
Right, that's really just a presidential campaign thing.
But it doesn't really matter. I mean, campaign committees, no matter what you call them, exist for the sole purpose of accepting and spending money. In Michigan, you cannot legally accept a campaign donation without some place to deposit the check.
A candidate with his or her own money can spend it on a campaign, but everyone else needs a campaign committee.
So before there was a campaign committee, there was the Mark Schauer buzz building campaign. Prominent Democrats and groups of Democrats released statements urging Schauer to run.
And we're saying urging with our fingers making those little quote-unquote signs. At that point, Schauer needed no urging.
It's a kabuki dance, and it requires the complicity of the political media to use the accepted phraseology. So we'll say, X group today urged candidate Y to run as candidate Y is expected to announce soon that he is running for. And the reality is more like another group announced its support of candidate Y as part of the orchestrated buildup toward the announcement we all know is coming.
But it worked. Schauer got a lot more attention, a lot more interviews, news stories in the weeks before he announced than if he had held a press conference or done an announcement tour.
Not that we've seen the end of the announcement tour. Candidates will still do the official hard rollout with a tour of Michigan's major TV markets. And as a matter of fact, the soft rollout gives candidates who don't have their own money time to fundraise in anticipation of the hard rollout, the announcement tour, to pay for the bus, campaign staff, hotel rooms.
And the hard rollout, the formal announcement, it still holds value for a campaign. They'll often try to use an important place or date for the announcement, you know, create some kind of symbolism. In 2007, when then-Senator Barack Obama announced he was running for president, he made the announcement on the steps of the old Capitol building in Springfield, Illinois, the same place where Abraham Lincoln began his political career. So the campaign, trying to make some parallels between these two men.
But if you're not careful, you don't necessarily get to choose your symbolism. In Michigan's last gubernatorial go-around, Democratic House Speaker Andy Dillon chose Lansing Community College to launch his campaign for governor. But he was a half hour late for his own announcement. A campaign staffer walked in after the cameras were all set up, tripped and fell, sending placards, easels, streamers flying. That bit of video became emblematic for the rest of the doomed Dillon campaign. I think he came in fifth in a field of two. Thinking back, Andy Dillon, maybe a soft rollout would have been the way to go.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.